I'm Mary Engish, here with gardening expert Charlie Nardozzi. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Spring is busting out all over, and so are the weeds. And I understand that different weeds call for different removal methods. Even certain kinds of weather is better than other kinds of weather to remove weeds.
Oh, yeah. I've got weeds on the brain right now. So, yes, with all of our wet weather we've had this spring and now some warm temperatures, they're growing like crazy, faster than the perennials and anything else. So it's time to get on top of it, because if you spend some extra time now taking care of the weeds, you'll have less to do come June, July, and August. If you don't, it could be a jungle out there really quick. Try to figure out what kind of weeds you have. So if you have weeds that are growing from seed, like lamb's quarters, pigweed, chickweed, purslane, some of the grasses, get a flat-headed hoe, a small one, like a colander hoe or a scuffle hoe is another one, and with a sharp blade on it. And all you're going to do is just scrape the soil surface to kill them. Because as they germinate, if you can just scrape the soil surface and cut them off at the soil line, then you'll just kill them pretty easily, especially if you do it on a sunny day. If you dig down into the soil, you're going to just bring up more weed seed, and you don't want to do that. For the perennial weeds, though, it's a bit of a different story. Dandelions, the docks, burdock, yellow dock, quack grass, all of those weeds that have either tap roots or strong root systems or rhizomatous roots that spread all over the place, they're going to be a lot tougher to control. The first thing you want to do is go out there after a rain, when the soil is nice and moist, and then get a good tool to dig them out with. My tool of choice for those kinds of weeds is a cobra hoe. That's a hoe with a curved shape and a sharp blade at the end. It looks kind of like a cobra head. You just dig right down, and it gets down, and it'll snap a dandelion pretty deep or a burdock pretty deep in the soil. And you can loosen up the soil enough to pull out the underground rhizomes of things like quackgrass. So there's nothing pretty about this. You just got to get down on your hands and knees with your cobra hoe on a wet kind of day and just whack away at it. The more you can get out those root systems, the less you're going to have to do of this in the future. Once you've cleaned out this area, you want to mulch. So if you have trees, shrubs, or perennial flowers, I use wood chips on them. If you have vegetable gardens or annual flowers, I would use untreated grass clippings as a mulch, or just use some compost would be a nice mulch. You want to use something that's going to break down pretty quickly and feed those plants. If you have a real tenacious weed, like goutweed or bishop's weed, that kind of place weed, you want to mow down a lot as often as you can to try to exhaust it, then cover it with a tarp, have that all weighted down and leave it there for a year or so, and then you can try to dig them out. You won't kill it, but you'll weaken it enough that you can dig out the roots a little bit easier. So get out there and do some weeding.
Okay, question time, Charlie. Eve writes, we have both moles and voles in our yard. We've tried different remedies to get rid of grubs. It became apparent when the snow melted that the varmints still like our yard as a home. So that's Eve's question. And then Rick in Proctor says, we spent a fair amount of money on bulbs. And it seems that over the winter and into spring, by the time we're ready to enjoy flowers, someone's dug them up and eaten them. Could it be moles or deer? We're not sure. What can you do for Eve and for Rick with their moles and voles problem?
Yes, moles and voles are very active out there. If it's tunneling on your lawn on the surface of the soil, it's most likely voles. If there's actually tunnels that go under the soil and leave little mounds of soil at the entrance or exit, those are moles. Moles tend to be not that damaging to plants and bulbs, but the voles, mice, and chipmunks, they love to eat those types of things. So for your lawn, the best thing to do is to actually just spray some castor oil. This is a horticultural grade castor oil that has a strong smell that moles and voles don't like. But as far as the bulbs under the ground goes, there's a couple things you could do. So in the fall, when you're planting new bulbs, take a little trip this summer to the seaside and collect some clam and oyster shells. And then when you get them home, crush them up so they still have some sharp edges to them. And every time you plant your bulbs, put a handful or two of those crushed oyster shells in the hole itself. So as the vole or the mouse comes in and tries to find those bulbs to eat, they're going to hit the sharp edges and they won't like that. Another thing you can do is mix in some plantings of daffodils, alliums, and fritillarias, because they don't like the taste of those bulbs. So those are some good ideas to try to make sure you don't have mole and vole problems above or below ground.
Linda writes, I have a 20-year-old rhododendron bush. This winter, for the first time, deer ate most of the green leaves off it. There are very few buds appearing on it now, so it's not totally dead. It's mostly bare branches, no leaves, looks very sparse. I'm not sure if it'll come back and produce leaves again. What do I do?
Well, the good thing is that rhododendrons will come back. They will grow from their old growth. Protect that shrub with either some fencing or some repellent spray so the deer don't continue to eat it as it tries to grow back. And in a couple years, you should have a nice blooming rhododendron again.
Write to us, gardening@vermontpublic.org, and listen to this wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.